name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you have forgiven the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For the introit this evening, we sing hymn 399. You'll note that we'll stand on the last verse of the hymn as we then segue to the Kyrie on page 186. We sing hymn 399. You may be seated.
The Star proclaims the King is here.
leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us, who know you by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the Epiphany of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant, your hearts shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant together Psalm 72, verses 1 through 11. By whole verse.
Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. For the people, and the hills in righteousness. Now and only forever.
reason I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse.
King of the Jews, we have come to worship him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. In assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star they had seen in the east went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures, and they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Together the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of lights, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 400. Jesus, the light of the nations. Amen.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the 12th day. We've heard the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. This is the 12th day of Christmas. Christmas Eve was about Jesus, the King of the Jews. The angels appeared to Jewish shepherds who went into the town of Bethlehem to the Jewish parents, Mary and Joseph, the Savior who was born, the King of the Jews. The 12th day of Christmas today, all around the world, people are celebrating the star, the magi, the gifts, the light for all the Gentile nations, because they come in a long journey to the Christ child, recognizing that he is God in human flesh. We now begin tonight this season of Epiphany, which will take us all the way to Transfiguration Sunday, Jesus shining in the light on the mountain at the end of February. And all during this time, beginning tonight, we are rejoicing that in the midst of a dark world, we have light. You came here this evening, it's dark, and it's cold outside. You come in here, and there's light. Not just the light of the lamps, but the light of Christ. And Epiphany is all about light. The light of the star, the light of Jesus Christ, the light for all the nations. So rejoice. Even though the world is a spiritually dark place, we are walking in the light. And we have joy in the midst of that darkness. Jesus became true man on earth, true God from heaven, so he could take us from earth to his Father in heaven, for the salvation of all people from all nations. So for a moment, let's consider four important aspects of the season of Epiphany. First, Jesus is the light, that he is the prophet for whom myrrh is brought. Jesus is the royal son, the king, to whom gold is brought. Jesus is the mystery of the high priest to whom frankincense is brought. And Jesus, being true God and true man, is not only the Son of Mary, but the Son of God. Jesus is the light, the prophet for whom myrrh is brought. Isaiah chapter 60 in the Old Testament lesson goes back to 700 B.C., 700 years ahead of time. All the details of the Epiphany were laid out by the prophet Isaiah. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That was foretelling the light that the Magi would follow. He arises upon you, his glory will rise upon you, in the brightness of his rising. All during the season of Epiphany, the events mentioned by Isaiah come true. The light of the star and the Gentile nations come in the Magi. Then Jesus, as the voice of the Father proclaims this Sunday, in the baptism of his Son, the light of his Son upon the earth, his beloved Son. Then when Jesus shows his glory by changing water into wine in his first wedding at Cana, in his first miracle at the wedding in Cana, showing his glory. And then when he shines brightly on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, and Moses and Elijah, we truly see that he has brought his sons and his daughters to the light. This is good news. We praise the Lord along with the Magi who brought their gifts. Jesus is the light. He is the prophet for whom myrrh is brought. It's interesting to know that it is only in Isaiah chapter 60 that camels are mentioned. Almost all of our nativity sets have the wise men with their camels, and that comes not from Matthew, but from Isaiah. The young camels of Midian will come, and they will bring gold and frankincense, and bring the good news and praises of the Lord.
The myrrh that the Magi bring is that kind of a myrrh that would anoint the body of Jesus in his death. It is not an accident that when Jesus is born, he's wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger inside of a cave, a stable. And it is when Jesus dies and is taken down from the cross, he's wrapped in a linen cloth and he's laid in the cave of the tomb. And just as the Magi brought him myrrh in his childhood to the house, so Joseph and Nicodemus, when they take the body of Jesus down from the cross, they also bring myrrh with them to anoint his body. Myrrh for the light of the world, Jesus. Myrrh for the prophet who speaks God's word. Rejoice in Epiphany. You have the word of God through the prophet Jesus. Secondly, Jesus is the royal son, the king, to whom gold is brought. Psalm 72 that we sang this evening is from 1000 BC by David. David, 1,000 years ahead of time, proclaims that Jesus is the king, that he comes in righteousness, that he is the royal son, Jesus would be descended from David, that he will bring justice in his days, and he will have dominion to the ends of the earth, and the nations will bow down and serve him. This is an amazing prophecy of Jesus as the royal son and the king, as the tributes are brought to him and the gold is brought to him. He is the one, David said, who saves and redeems, and his name and his fame endures forever. He has the glorious name and is blessed by the Lord God. The Magi who come knew that this royal king, this royal son, would have a star foretold in the book of Genesis. The Magi, who were well-versed in all the ancient writings, would have had copies of the Old Testament back in Babylon and Persia. And they knew about this royal son, who is the king. And thus they bring myrrh for him as a prophet. But they also bring him gold, because he's the royal king. Thirdly, Jesus is the priest, for whom frankincense is brought. And the mystery is that Jesus is the only true high priest who came for Jew and Gentile. St. Paul, then, in the epistle lesson in Ephesians chapter 3, explains to us that this Christ Jesus, who came through God's grace, is the mystery and is the revelation of what God's heart is. He wants to pour out his spirit and his power and the riches of Christ upon all people. The manifold wisdom of God has been revealed in the light of Christ. And in fact, his eternal purpose was that through Jesus, our high priest, we would have boldness and confidence to come right into the presence of God the Father, because the light of Christ has shone upon us. When we say that Jesus is the priest to whom, in this mysterious gift of frankincense is given, this reminds us that in the Old Testament, when the priest went in to pray, he would light the incense, and when the people could smell the fragrance outside the temple, they knew the priest is praying for us. He's making intercession. Frankincense that the Magi bring remind us that we have the manifold eternal purpose of God, that the Lord Jesus Christ offers up the sacrifice of his own body and blood upon the cross, and that fragrance arises before God the Father with the prayers of his people, and we can now come with boldness and confidence before God the Father, and in word and sacrament, and water and word and baptism, Christ's body and blood received with the bread and wine in Holy Communion, we know that our priest has offered the final and complete sacrifice for us, and his sacrifice rises before God as a sweet-smelling savor and incense. Jesus indeed is the prophet, priest, and king. And in the actual account of Matthew chapter 2, the actual event of the Epiphany, we see the fulfillment of everything that Paul spoke about, and David, and Isaiah. In the actual event of the Epiphany, recorded only in Matthew chapter 2, Jesus is called the one who has been born King of the Jews. We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.